跟祷告会一起来合并。
And we would like to merge the session with the prayer session.
所以我们正道完之后呢，就会有一个祷告会。
So after the sermon, we will have a prayer. We will have a prayer.
那在六点钟会结束。
And we will conclude at 6 o'clock.
小弟以前告诉我自己啊，每一年一定要讲一篇婚姻的道理啊。
In the past, I've told myself that once a year I would talk about marriage.
因为在小弟当传道的初期啊，我很多不应该说很多了，我看到自己的同伴呢、在婚姻上有很多的挣扎。
Because at the beginning of my ministry, I saw that my coworkers had some struggles in their marriage.
这个同伴不一定是 coworker, 就是我的朋友了。
May not be coworkers, they are also my friends.
我们就会觉得、在这个世代啊、要有一个好的婚姻生活实在是不容易啊。
And I see that、during these times, it is difficult to keep a good marriage.
虽然这样励志啊，但是、神怜悯啊。希望能够继续能够保持下去，因为总觉得神的道理啊、应该可以适用于我们生活上每一种层面的问题啊。
And although I've made this determination, I ask for the mercy of God so I can continue this.
上一堂课我们谈到一个比较负面的这个失败的婚姻例子。
And the last session we talked about marriage from a negative point of view.
那这一堂课我们来谈一谈比较正面的。虽然我们的先祖啊，在婚姻上也都有危机啊。
But in this session, we'll talk about more in the positive point of view. Although our ancestors also had crisis in their marriages.
我们的信仰先祖就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
And the ancestors of our faith are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那我们会知道，无论是亚伯拉罕，无论是以撒，无论是雅各呢，他们都有婚姻问题啊。
And all of them had their problems in their marriage.
都有婚姻危机。
They all had crisis in their marriage.
那会知道亚伯拉罕的婚姻危机度过的情形是被神保守的。
And from we can see from Abraham's crisis in marriage, we can see it was through the guidance of God that he was able to go through it.
Who is kept of the Lord, huh? 那以撒的婚姻危机呢，是借着自己的努力啊，戏耍、游戏啊。来解决他的婚姻危机啊。
And Isaac was able to surpass his crisis in marriage through playing and games.
我们看到那个利亚的婚姻危机呢，是借着一种无尽的爱啊，来解决他的婚姻危机啊。
And we saw that for Leah, it was through love that she was able to go through the crisis in marriage.
这堂课来看看先祖的婚姻。
So in this session, we'll talk about the marriage of our ancestors.
来谈一谈他们的婚姻，看我们怎么样来学习得到帮助。
And to see how we can learn from them to help ourselves.
我们先来看这个创世纪的十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章十三节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 13.
我们从十二节开始来读。
Let's start reading from verse 12.
那请你念十二节到十七节。
Genesis chapter 12, verses 12 to 17. Verse 12. Therefore, it would happen when the Egyptians see you that they will say, "This is his wife," and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Verse 13. Please say you are my sisters. You are my sister, that you may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you. Verse 14. So it was when Abram came into Egypt that the Egyptians saw the woman and that she was beautiful. 15. The princes of Pharaoh also saw her and commended her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house. Verse 16. He treated Abram well for her sake. He had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male and female servants, female donkeys, and camels. Verse 17. But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abram's wife.
亚伯拉罕的太太撒拉呢，非常的漂亮。
Abraham's wife Sarah was very beautiful.
结果亚伯拉罕很怕，他们下埃及的时候呢，太太被人家抢走了。
And Abraham was afraid that when they go to Egypt, that his wife would be taken away.
所以事先商量说，哎呀，我就称你叫妹妹啊，免得到时候连我被杀了。
So he had planned to call his wife his sister so that he will not be killed.
果然他们下了埃及。
So when they went to Egypt,
果然他的太太被招入宫。
And his wife was taken to Pharaoh.
差一点点啊，这个婚姻就这样破裂掉了。
Their marriage was almost broken because of this.
这个是一个危急的事件啊。
This is a crisis.
老婆都被别人抢走了，可是自己又不敢去抢回来。
His wife has been taken away from him, but he dare not take her back.
怎么样解决的呢？
So how was this problem solved?
圣经上讲说呢，神因为亚伯兰妻子撒来的缘故呢，降大灾给法老和他的全家。
The Bible tells us that because of this, the Lord plagued Pharaoh's house.
所以我们看到这个危机啊，有两个原因造成。
And we can see that there were two causes for this crisis.
第一就是配偶太漂亮了。
The first was that his spouse was too beautiful.
所以今天我们有婚姻危机啊，常常是我们另外一半哦，实在是天姿国色。
And sometimes, for us, sometimes we have a crisis in our marriage because our spouse just looks too good.
所以一出去的时候，人家看到了，就是被人家拐走了，被人家用各种方法啊骗走了。
So when you go out, people see your spouse. They try all different ways to take.The spouse away from you.
造成这个婚姻危机的第一个原因就是呢，亚伯兰下埃及啊。
And the second reason they had a marriage crisis was because they went to Egypt.
您知道吗？在教会里面哦，有道理帮助我们呢、啊，我们的婚姻比较容易被保守住。
Do you know that in the church, because we have the word to keep us, it is easier for us to keep our marriage.
人者心之气也，人是心的一个产物啦，人是跟心有绝对关系的。
And people have a direct relationship with their heart.
那个我们的思想如果没有常常来听道理哈，我们的思想常常会跟外邦人一样。
If we do not often hear the word of God, a lot of times our train of thought would be like a Gentile.
所以道理本身就是对我们婚姻的一种保护了。
So the word of God itself it is a protection for our marriage.
我们不要以为我们的配偶在外面都没有诱惑呢。
Don't think that our spouses do not have any temptations outside.
为什么他们可以在诱惑当中能够站立得住呢？
How can they stand with all these temptations?
因为他们来到神面前，神用道理再一次的洁净他们的心呢。
Because they come in front of God and through the word of God, they are cleansed.
哎，还有一个就是，其实应许之地啊，它有一个界限，一个 boundary， 有个界限的。
And also the promised land has its boundaries.
这个界限之内呢，是神的保护了。
Everything within these boundaries are under protection.
那个界限之外呢，魔鬼在那边随时可以吞吃人的。
But everything outside, Satan can devour you at any time.
不晓得你相不相信呢？
I don't know if you believe this.
这是神的道理哦。
This is the word of God.
有一个姐妹看到一个异象啊。
There's a sister that saw a vision.
她在一条很窄的路上面走啊。
She was walking on this very narrow road.
啊，旁边呢就是有吼叫的狮子啊，在路旁边这边大叫。
And beside this road, there were lions that were roaring at her.
如果那个人把他的脚踩出那个线外面，那个就是魔鬼的前世，一下就可以把他拖出去了。
If a person steps outside of this road, then they enter into the world of Satan. They can be taken away.
我们都知道这个世界暂时掌握在魔鬼的手下面。
We know that in this world at this time, it is under the hand of Satan.
但是魔鬼在教会里面呢，我们属神的魔鬼在我们身上没有权势啊。
But because we're in this church and we belong to God, Satan cannot do anything to us.
所以你发觉到说，即使呢迦南人不一定比埃及人更不凶恶，我的意思说，迦南也是很凶恶的，但是亚伯兰。的太太在迦南地没事情，因为迦南地是应许之地啊。
I'm not saying that the people in Canaan are not as evil as those in Egypt, but Abraham's wife was safe in Canaan, but not in Egypt.
所以今天呢，我们要知道来到主里面呢、啊，事实上本身它就是一种恩典，一种保护、啊。
So we know that today that we are in the church of God is a grace and also a protection from God.
除非神应许像约伯一样，不然我们是不容易被攻击的。
Unless God wills, like Job, we will not be attacked.
除非我们的心跑出去神道理的界限，要不然我们是不会被打扰的。
Unless we leave, we cross the boundary set by God, we will not be attacked.
但是亚伯兰是神所钟爱的啦。
But Abraham was loved by God.
因为他以前就是神跟他做讲一句话，他就是不知道要到哪里去，他就听神的话，就到一个不知道的地方去了。
Because God had told him to go to a place, and he, not knowing, just went.
他把他的前途交在神的手上。
He put all their future in the hand of God.
所以神就在困难当中呢，及时伸出手来保守他的婚姻呢。
So in times of difficulty, God stretched out his hand to help his marriage.
所以我有一次跟一个弟兄这样分享啊。
There's once that I shared this with a brother.
啊，你也不用太害怕了。
Don't be afraid.
如果你那个太太的男朋友，如果神哦这个稍微出面一下哦，你太太的男朋友就可能就真的用比较粗的话就会吓得屁滚尿流了，真的，你不用害怕了。
Don't be afraid, because if God shows his hand, then your wife's boyfriend will just pee in his pants.
真的有，真的是我们的这个神啊，他出面他是威严的，没有人可以站立得住的。
Because if God shows His face because of His awesomeness, everyone will be afraid.
那是亚伯兰的第一次经历啊。
And this is the first experience for Abraham.
我们再看二十章，这是第二次啊。
Let's turn to chapter 20. This is his second time.
他住在这个啊，我们来读二十章的一节到三节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 20 verses 1-3.
啊，请你念。
Genesis chapter 20, verse 1. And Abraham journeyed from there to the south, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and stayed in Gerar. Verse 2. Now Abraham said to Sarah his wife, She is my sister, and Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Verse 3. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, Indeed you are a dead man, because of the woman whom you have taken.For she is a man's wife.
第六节到第七节。
So verses 6 and 7. Verse 6. And God said to him in a dream, Yes, I know that you did this to in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Verse 7. Now therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her,Know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours.
我们说亚伯兰这时候住在哪里呢？住在加底斯跟舒尔的中间。
We know that at this time, Abraham lived between Kadesh and Shur.
这是什么地方呢
？Where is this?
你知道迦南地的界河就是有一条河叫做埃及小河了。埃及小河就是迦南地南边的界河，叫做 Egyptian Little Brook。
And there's a little brook on the south border of Canaan.
啊，这个加底跟苏尔呢，刚好就在小河，一个在北边，一个在南边呢。
And Kadesh and Shur, one is on the north side and one's on the south side of this brook.
这什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
亚伯兰现今有进步，这个时候没有下埃及，但是哈、哦，在埃及地跟这个应许之地呢穿梭了。哎呀，现在哈、哦，这个心情比较不好呢，就上这应许之地，心情比较。还是怎么样？我说偶尔我在迦南地啊晃一晃，偶尔我就到这个埃及地晃一晃。他就是埃及小河中间呢，走来走去，走来走去的，好像就在神的保护里面，好像又出去了，这个左脚进右脚出这样子的，或者左脚在里面，右脚在外面，是这样子的。
So it seems as if Abraham was actually traveling between these two places. Sometimes he's in Egypt, sometimes he's in Canaan.
所以我们今天的我们的基督徒，如果我们的心啊没有一心归向神啊，我们心一会儿在世界，一会儿在神的国度里面呢、啊，我们总是游走在神的诫命边缘、神的话语边缘，这个也是很危险，没有保护啊。
And today for us is the same. If our heart is sometimes in the world and sometimes on the border of being in Christ.
啊，果然没有保护，又被人家太太又被人家抓走了。
Not only would not, will we have no protection. His wife again was taken.
第三节哦，这个神在梦中对那个王这样说了。
And in verse 3, God in a dream told the king.
神也是讲话很不客气的，神说你是个死人呐、
啊。God told him that you're a dead man.
不晓得神为什么这样讲，你是个死人呐、啊。
We don't know why God would say this that you are a dead man.
我自己这样想的啦。其实那个你仔细算一算，从前面后面算一算哦，那个时候刚好是撒拉怀孕的时候啊，就好像刚刚的见证不知道自己怀孕了哦。这个是几乎是撒拉怀孕的时候了。你自己算一算，21章以撒就生了。
If you read this passage and do the calculations, you will find out that this is the time that Sarah was.Just pregnant.
所以、神就在跟亚比米勒讲说，你实在是哦，你是个死人，人家怀孕了，你自己都不知道啊。
And God is telling Abimelech, saying that you are a dead man, you don't even know that she's pregnant.
那甚至神跟他讲说，你要给人家还给人家哦，如果我们不还给人家哦，你跟你的全家一定要死啊。
And God told him that you must return the wife to the man, or otherwise all of your family will die.
所以我们说哦，这个亚伯兰的婚姻哦，完完全全是神亲自出面、亲自警告、亲自拯救。
So we can see that in Abraham's marriage, it is God who showed his own face. God used his own hand, and God warned everyone himself.
所以罗马书第八章跟我们讲说呢，如果神站在我们这一边，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
That's why in Romans chapter 8, it says that if God is with us, who can be against us?
如果我们像亚伯拉罕一样哦，我们听神的话，追求神的国、神的义哦。有时候我们冷淡一点啊，有时候就是不小心软弱一下，神还是会站在我们旁边的啦。
If we're like Abraham and we see first God's kingdom, then sometimes even when we waver, God will still protect us.
有时候觉得很奇妙，这个亚伯兰跟亚米米勒这个 case， 你说谁做的比较对？
And if you look at this, who do you think is right, Abraham or Abimelech?
我看亚伯兰不见得做的完全对呢。
I don't think Abraham was completely
correct. 自己说这个不是你太太的吗？说是你妹妹吗？
He himself said that this is my sister, not my sister, not my wife.
所以亚伯米勒说你我是心正手直的，我是心里正直的。
And Abimelech could say that he had the right mind.
哎，可是呢，虽然你比较对，亚伯兰好像比较不对，因为亚伯兰爱神呐、啊，所以神还是站在亚伯兰旁边的，挺他了，挺亚伯兰。
Although the king was more correct and Abraham was wrong, but Abraham followed the heart of God, so God was on his side.
所以今天很重要，弟兄姐妹们，我们每个人真的要爱神呢、哦、
So everyone, we must love God.
你爱神，你软弱的时候，神都会挺你哦。
If we love God, even when we're weak, God will help us.
真的，我们的婚姻哦，真的需要神保守啊。
And in our marriage, we need for God to keep us.
不是你多有能干，可以能够经营你自己的婚姻，不是那样子的。
It's not based on your ability to keep your marriage.
因为圣经上讲说，如果不是神呐、啊、看守城池啊，人就枉然警醒。如果不是神啊、看守啊，看守那个城池啊，看守那个 city 啊，人就啊、awake in vain 啊。If it is not from the watching of the Lord.
And the Bible tells us that if it is not God who watches over the city.Everyone is awake in vain.
啊，如果不是神亲自建造啊，人就枉然劳力啊。
And if it is not God, who builds, then we have worked in vain.
所以我们要祈求神能够保守我们的婚姻。
So we must ask God to keep our marriage.
那个弟兄啊，有一段时间发现到太太这个神情不是很好啊，精神有点恍惚啊。
And there's a brother who observed that his wife did not have very good energy.
知道他有一些事情呢。
I knew that she has some thoughts.
又不敢问他。
But the husband did not dare to ask the wife.
就想说，来看看他的 email.
So he tried to read her emails.
结果呢，发现到他 email 是他太太的 email 是 password protected， 这个有这个有 password 了，有这个密码保护住了。
And he found out that the wife's email that you need a password to get in.
怎么办呢
？So what?What could he do?
祷告神哦。
So he prayed.
神给他智慧。
And God gave him wisdom.
破解了太太的这个 email 的密码。
And he was able to break the password.
哇，不得了，真的有人在追他太太。
And he found out that there was someone who is interested in his wife.
那个情书啊，写得非常的露骨啊。
And he read the love letters.
后来啊，这个先生了解这个事情，就很坦诚的。跟太太聊这个事情啊。
So after the husband found out, he had a discussion with the wife.
这个婚姻呢、啊、才被保守住啊。
And they were able to keep their marriage.
所以我们知道现在外面的人有时候很凶恶、啊。
And we know that the people outside are very evil.
明明知道已经结婚了，但是他们不在乎啊。
They don't care if you're married or not.
所以我们真的实在是需要神啊，常常来保守我们的婚姻啊。
So we need God to keep our marriage.
但是神保守了之后，人也要有相对的反应。
But when God keeps our marriage, we also need to respond.
我们来看一下十八章。
Let's look at
十二章。
Genesis 12.
创世纪十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
十二章的十八节。
Verse 18.
我们来读二十节就好了哈。
Let's just read verse 20.
请念。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 20. So Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had.
13章的第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1. Then Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south.
这个人的反应就是当神啊保守你的婚姻之后啊，你要带着你的家庭离开那个是非之地啊。
The response of man is that when God saved your marriage, man must depart from the evil land.
你知道吗？情感这种东西哦，是剪不断理还乱的。剪哦也剪不断，理呢也会很乱。 这个就是藕断丝连呐，情感这种东西就是断了还会连的。
And we know that with love, it's very hard for you to cut it off.
所以你要想办法离开那个是非之地啊。
So you must try to depart from the land, evil land.
这是很重要的啊。
This is very important.
我这个有一个故事。
There's a story.
有一个先生很坏。
There's a very bad husband.
他的职业就是专门偷取、骗取妇人的心呢。
And his
his job.
His job is to cheat the heart of women.
都是趁这个隔壁哈、哦，这个邻居哈、哦，先生去上班，那个太太不用上班的哦。然后呢，就开始观察那个太太啊，生活形态是什么，喜欢什么。
And he observes when the husband leaves the house to work and the wife stays at home. He observes what type of things this wife likes.
所以他每次呢都是专门租那个最有钱人的那个社区啊。
So he always rents a house in a very rich neighborhood.
就开始偷窥啊，偷看。
And he would just sit there and observe.
然后就想办法诱惑别人家的太太啊。
And he would think of ways to lure other people's
wives. 诱惑之后呢，就想办法呢，就是侵占别人的太太跟再来就是别人的财产了。
And he will try to take away the person's wife and also their possessions.
后来这有位先生很机警。
But there was a husband who was very alert.
能够了解这个太太的不一样，或者也查到这位先生是一个职业的骗子。
And he found out that his wife is acting differently, and found out that this person is a career liar.
他不但是个骗子呢，在以前他调查了，能够把改骗身份杀了别人，抢夺别人的遗产啊，这样的一个情形啊。
And he did some research and found out that this person had already changed his name, and in his past he had killed and stolen.
这个到最后呢，这个家庭是怎么样结局的呢？结局的呢，就是到最后呢，这个他带着他的太太啊。搬到一个地方呢，是完完全全没有邻居的一个地方啊。
And what this person did was he moved with his wife to a place where there were no neighbors.
这个是一个很极端的做法。
This is a very extreme situation.
但是这个故事啊，给我们一点教训啊。
But the story teaches us.
当我们的家庭遇到这种情感是非的，有卷入这种纠纷的时候
，If our family is in this type of situation,
我们要赶快搬家。
We need to move.
这是我们人应该有的一种反应，对应神的保守。
And this is a response that we need to have in response to God's help.
那我们再来看第二代先祖的婚姻危机。
Let's look at this second one.
我们来看一下创世纪的26章。
Let's turn to Genesis 26.
创世纪26章。
Genesis chapter 26.
第六节。
Verse 6.
到11节。
To 11.
创世纪二十六章六节到十一节。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 6 to 11.
6 to 11, 哈，请你念。
Verse 6. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar, verse 7. And the men of the place asked about his wife, and he said, She is my sister. For he was afraid to say, She is my wife, because he thought, Lest the men of the place kill me for Rebekah, because she is beautiful to behold. Verse 8. Now it came to pass when he had been there a long time,that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through a window and saw, and there was Isaac, showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife. Verse 9, then Abimelech called Isaac and said, Quite obviously she is your wife, so how could you say she is my sister? And Isaac said to him, Because I said, lest I die on account of her. Verse 10, and Abimelech said, What is this you have done to us? One of the people might soon have lain with your wife, and you would have...brought guilt on us. Verse 11, so Abimelech charged all his people, saying, He who touched this man or his wife shall surely be put to death.
这个婚姻的危机、哦、就是当时、啊、有些民众有些人呢险些跟利百加同寝了。
And this marriage crisis was caused because the people
almost got caught, almost happened.、Oh?
That almost happened because the people there show endearment to Rebecca.
那这是如果他真的是，如果他太太被人家这样做，那实在是，实在是一个很悲惨的事情啊。
And if this happened to the wife, then this would be very sad.
后来怎么解决的呢？
So how was this resolved?
因为这个亚比米勒啊，从窗户往外观看的时候呢，看到以撒跟他的妻子利百加在戏玩呢、啊。第八节啊。
Because Abimelech one day looked out the window and saw that Isaac was playing with his wife.
这个戏玩哦，英文叫 game 或者 sport。
And in some versions, it is also translated as game or sport.
他们在玩什么 game 或什么 sport？ 圣经上没有讲啊。
The Bible doesn't tell us what type of game or sport they were playing.
但是别人一看呢、啊，这个就是一个夫妻的一种亲密行为啊。
Once someone saw this, they know that this is the actions between a husband and wife.
所以啊，这个婚姻呢、啊，就是因为这样子化解的危机啊。
And it was because of this that this crisis was resolved.
我知道这个亚伯拉、以撒跟利百加的婚姻呢，它是一个可以说是我们在教会很想这个很想要来promote， 很想要让青年来学习的一个典范的一个标准的婚姻形式。
We know that the marriage between Isaac and Rebecca is a type of marriage. That we promote to the youth of our church.
因为以撒在这个媒妁之言当中呢，他很懂得祷告，很懂得交托。
Because Isaac knew how to pray and rely on God.
圣经上讲他站在田间默想。
The Bible tells us that he was on a field and was deep in thought.
在那边祷告，把他的婚姻呢交托在神的手中啊。
And was praying there and left.His marriage to God.
所以我们跟青年讲说，如果你今天要走媒妁之言呢、啊，你的义务就是什么呢？你一定要做祷告的工作。
So today we tell our youth that if you want to be married, what you have to do is to pray.
那以撒他是一个很乖的青年。
And Isaac was a very obedient youth.
我们都知道，比较起这个罗德的女儿啊，他们是活在同一时代的人呢。罗德的女儿跟爸爸发生乱伦的关系啊。
We know that compared to the daughters of Lot, they had a relationship with their father.
但是以撒却遵守爸爸的命令呢，去娶一个他从来不认识的太太。
But Isaac listened to the commands of his father and married someone that he has never seen.
感谢主了，在我们这耶稣教里面，很多青年像以撒一样。
And we thank God that many youth in our church are like Isaac.
我有一次在 NYTS 啊，听到一些学生在讲话，我觉得很有趣。
And one time during the NYTS, I heard some youth talking, and I thought it was very interesting.
一个东部的青年跟我这样讲啊，说传道，你可以调查我们东部青年的过去。
There's a youth from the East Coast that told me saying that you can check our past.
我们都没有过去。
We don't have any past.
他意思就是说我们都没有交过男女朋友啊。
Meaning that we have never had any boyfriends or girlfriends.
我说哇，这个也是算相当乖了哦。
So I think that they were very obedient.
一个弟兄他上台做见证。
And there's a brother who testified.
他说他很想跟一个姐妹讲话。
He said that he really wanted to talk to the sister.
大家难得从世界各地来嘛，哦。
Because it's a very rare opportunity that everyone can be at the same place.
他连想要
all over the world.
他想要跟姐妹讲话都要问主耶稣，主耶稣可不可以？我可不可以跟那个姐妹讲话
？Even before he spoke to his sister, he needed to ask the Lord Jesus Christ whether he can talk to his sister or not.
他说主耶稣没有给他答案，主耶稣给他问题。
But he said that Jesus did not give me an answer, but he gave me a question.
然后耶稣问他说：“你准备好了没有？”
Jesus asked him, "Are you ready?"
意思就是说你够圣洁吗？
Meaning that are you holy enough?
那你我们这个利百加啊，她也是一个很洁身自爱的一个小姐啊。利百加，洁身自爱就是利百加没有结婚之前哦，是一个很好的小姐。
And Rebecca, before she was married, was also very good.
圣经上特别记载呢，她是处女。
And the Bible said that she was a virgin.
虽然那个时候他们还不懂得拜天上独一真神。
Although at that time they did not know how to worship the one true God in heaven.
但是他一听到天上独一真神带领这个老仆人一路走到他家的时候
，But once she heard that the one true God in heaven had led the servant here,
她马上答应那个婚姻，一天做决定呢。
She on the same day made a decision to be married.
我不晓得在座多少姐妹有这种信心，说好，我听到一个故事哦，好了，这个也不晓得对方是矮的还是高的，是塌鼻子的还是尖鼻子的，反正主耶稣带领我就嫁了。
I don't know how many sisters here, after hearing a story, not knowing whether the guy is tall or short, what kind of nose they have to go ahead and agree to marriage.
这个利百加真的是也不简单哦，一天决定他的婚姻。
But Rebecca was able to decide in one day.
因为他相信这个老仆人的一啊说，老仆人的这位神的带领。
Because she believed in the guidance of the God of the servant.
那虽然这样是一个魔幻的一个结婚呐、啊、的一个典范。
Although this is a model marriage.
但是我们都知道，在主里面联婚不并不代表我们就没有婚姻的问题。
But we know that just because you're marrying the Lord doesn't mean you will not have problems.
一样的，也是外面呐、啊，有的人想要这个魔鬼啊，外面的人呐、啊，想要找我们配偶麻烦的。
And the Satan and people outside will cause us problems.
所以今天呢、啊，我们不是说在主里面结婚，我们就不用经营自己的婚姻。
So today, because we're marrying in the Lord, doesn't mean that we do not need to manage our marriage.
我们还是要用心来经营啊。
We still have to spend effort to manage.
我们花更多的时间呢，在我们的配偶身上。
Have to spend more time on our spouse.
来满足他们的需要。
To fulfill their needs.
在亚伯拉罕的这个生啊以撒的生活当中呢，他给我们三个生活的顺序啊。
In the life of Isaac, he gave us the three.Sequence of life.
他先挖啊，他先筑坛。
First, he built altars.
然后再搭帐篷。
Then build tents.
然后再挖一口井。
Then dig wells.
告诉我们年轻人的一个婚啊生命呢，应该是我们生命的第一顺位是神本身，要拜神呢。
This tells us that the first thing in our life should be God.
再来，我们要注意我们的家庭。
And the second is our family.
再来就是我们的事业。
And the third is our careers.
但是现在的人呢，都把它反过来，顺序都相反了。
But the people today are not following.
真的，我们花最多的时间大概是我们的事业了。无论是谁都一样，我看都差不多了。我们最多的时间大概都是我们的事业了。
I think most of us spend most of our time in our careers.
啊，再来才是我们的家庭。
Then our family.
再来才是神呢、啊。很多人是这样子的。那如果我们没有把神当第一哦，有时候我们发生问题，神也很难把我们当第一啊。
But if we do not put God first, a lot of times when we face problems, God cannot put us first.
但是我们总是要把家庭的重要性呢，赢过于我们的事业。
But we must put the importance of family over our career.
所以我们要用心来经营我们的婚姻。
So we must spend effort to manage our marriage.
你知道吗？如果我们婚姻的内聚力很强，内聚力哦，我们跟我们配偶那个相亲相爱的力量很强呢，外面的引力呢，自然就少了。
Do you know that if the attraction between you and your wife is strong, then it's very hard for the forces outside to affect the marriage.
如果你的内聚力很松散哦，外面一吸就被吸走了。
If the attraction between the spouses is loose, and it's very easy for outside forces.
所以我请问你一个问题哦，您上一次啊，跟你太太啊，觉得心灵跟肉体非常愉快的时刻是什么时候啊？
So I'd like to ask you, when was the last time that you and your spouse was closest in heart and spirit?
Physically and mentally, huh? You feel so close together. When was that? 什么时候了？
When was the time that you are the most closest physically and mentally?
有时候真的跟我们的配偶在一起啊，不一定有什么戏耍的行为啊。你说偶尔牵牵他的手，他就是很满足了，那个心灵的亲密度就很强了。
And although we may not be playing around with our spouse, but sometimes just a little touch, our spouse will be satisfied.
真的有时候我们要用心来经营这样的这一份情感，因为这个情感得来不易的。
And we really need to spend time to manage this relationship.
有些先生啊，或者是太太啊，先生很会答应太太说，哎呀，我退休之后一定带你去环游世界。
And some husbands who promise their wife, saying that after I retire, I will take you around the world.
哎呀，我今年哦，啊，对不起，实在太忙了，本来有计划要带你出去，太忙了，哎，明年吧，明年。
Or that I'm just although I promised you that I'll take you out this year, but I'm just too busy. We'll wait until next year.
如果我们做太太聪明一点，说不用等到明年，今天晚上就可以了啦。
And if the wife is wise, then she would say that you don't have to wait until next year. We can start tonight.
不用去环游世界，到我们家后院就可以了。
We don't have to go around the world. We can just go to our backyard.
你陪着我在星空下吃饭，我们一起来数星星就可以了。
Just spend time with me under the stars and eat with me.
真的，有时候你不一定说我要一定要到哪里，心情才会不一定要这样。有时候一点点，一起大家牵个手、散个步，大家花20分钟聊个天，这个哦，有时候比哦，你到这个天涯海角去散步哦，那种滋味、那种甜蜜哦，都来得更好了。
you don't really need to go to exotic places or tour around the world. All you need is to hold your hand and spend maybe 20 minutes.
最主要是那个心的感受很重要。你那个经营让觉得我们的心呢、啊，啊，真的是啊，连接在一起的。
What's important is the feeling in the heart that we feel the closeness in our hearts.
人要经营啊，这是神给人的祝福，你不可以把这个放弃了。
And this is something we need to manage. We cannot give up on this.
啊，有一次在学生灵会的时候
，There is one time during students' prayer convocation.
那个高中生哦，很喜欢问问题啊。
And the high school students really like to ask questions regarding marriage.
啊，有一次就接到一个问题啊，他问一个问题啊。
So one time I received this question.
他说 ，kiss 是不是死罪啊
？Is kissing a mortal sin?
哇，这个糟糕了！这个到底要怎么回答这个问题啊
？How do you answer this question？
因为他只有讲说接吻，到底接吻什么
？And because the question only says kissing, it doesn't describe kissing.
这个哦，你就会知道年轻人哦，常常在玩成人的游戏、啊，玩夫妻的游戏、啊。
A lot of times, we find that the children these days are playing games between spouses.
那是神是给夫妻的。
This is something that was that's given to husband and wife.
但是呢，年轻人呢、啊，常常会越矩啊，做一些不应该做的事情。A married couple, a married kids, a married high school kids 啊，做一些不应该就是夫妻之间那种应该有的亲密行为啊。
And a lot of times the high school kids they do things that they're not supposed to do. That's between husband and wife.
我们跟年轻人讲说，年轻人哦，你们可以做自己想要做的事情啊，但是要知道哦，将来有一个审判哦。
We tell you that you can do what you want, but you have to know that there is a judgment.
好，我们来看一下这一节，我们常常喜欢跟我们的孩子、年轻人分享哦。我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章啊。
Let's turn to Thessalonians. This is a verse that we like to show the youth.
第三节，四章三节。四章三节
Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3
四章三节
chapter 4 verse 3
请念帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3
请念
verse 3 for this is the will of God your sanctification that you should abstain from sexual immorality
第四节
Verse 4 That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in the sanctification and honor
第五节
Verse 5 Not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God
第六节
Verse 6 That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter because the Lord is the avenger of all such and we also forewarn you and testified
第七节
Verse 7 For God did not call us to uncleanness but in holiness
第八节
Verse 8 Therefore,He who rejects us does not reject man, but God, who has also given us His Holy Spirit.
这个保罗勉励我们呢，个人要用圣洁跟尊贵守住自己的身体啊。
Paul encourages us, saying that we should possess our vessels in sanctification and honor.
哦，不要放纵自己的私情邪欲啦。
But not in passion of lust.
他说有些人在这种事情上面哦，欺负他的弟兄啊。
And he said that some people take advantage of their brothers in this way.
这个在神面前都是不义的。
And this is not righteous.
所以
in the eyes of the God.
所以第七节说，神召我们本是叫我们啊，本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
Verse 7 tells us that God called us not to uncleanness but to holiness.
但是呢，常常这种亲密的行为哦，神是给夫妻的，夫妻呢把它当成一种啊机械式的行为，然后呢以后再来就不享受神给赐给人的爱情了。这个不是孩子玩的啦，这是夫妻啊合理的这种亲密的行为，是夫妻的行为啊。但是有些夫妻哦，把这个视为一种，好像就是 routine 啦，就已经不玩游戏啦。
And these intimate acts between a husband and wife, some husbands and wives think these are just routine.
啊，所以呢，他们就放弃了这种戏耍。
So they forgo this playfulness.
实际上跟我们讲说，我们的身体啊，不是我们自己的。
But Bible tells us that our bodies are not our own.
我们要满足我们对方、我们配偶身体上的需要。
We need to fulfill the needs of our spouses.
其实啊，小弟结婚这么久，我想很多结婚跟我们一样久的，或者大家都一样，都觉得其实啊，那种心灵的契合啊，其实还是更重要的。哦，心灵啊 ，the mentally attachment is even more important. Even though this the game and sport is also important, yeah.所以呢，我们真的要花时间呢、啊，来经营我们的婚姻呢、啊。
So we need to spend time to manage our marriage.
就是我觉得常常觉得夫妻有一点点那种小小的出自心灵的关怀哈、哦，对方很容易就可以 detect 到了，可以感受得到。
And I feel that if one party can show a little bit of caring, the other person can detect it.
而且那个心里的感念呢，是一辈子的，是永远的感念的。
And this mental attachment is will last a lifetime.
如果你的配偶，比如说他生病了
，for example, if your spouse is sick,
他自己受伤
，or is injured,
可是他发觉到你呢，本身有点咳嗽，他会叫你有点咳嗽
，but you find yourself that you're coughing.
啊，他要睡觉之前呢，还拿一杯热水来给你喝。
That before sleeping, that she would bring a cup of warm water.
这种小小的细节哦，在心里面不晓得回想多少次，就觉得，哎呀，这一份感情实在是会很珍惜的。
I don't know how many times that I've thought of these little things that I've cherished.
哎，真的有时候你的太太有一点点需要哦，也真的很需要你一句关怀，她会感动一辈子啊。
And sometimes maybe your wife has some needs and you show some caring, she will remember forever.
我不晓得没有这边讲过，这是一个真实的故事哈。我不晓得没这边讲过。
I don't know if I've mentioned this a true story before.
可能我讲过了。
I might have.
就有一对夫妻啊，要去出去玩了。
There's a couple that went out on vacation.
哎，然后呢，他们隔一天呢、啊，前一天晚上他们就买了那个，他们去 Lake George 了，纽约的 Lake George 了，他们就买了这个。票啊，要去游湖啊，船票要去游湖啊。
They were going to Lake George, so the night before they bought the cruise tickets.
因为他们跟弟兄姐妹一群人出去玩的，结果他们因为彼此等来等去的，到那个目的地的时候呢，船都要开走了。
And they were going with other brothers and sisters, since they had to wait for one another, when they reached the lake, the boat was about to leave.
然后那个弟兄就说：“哎呀，你们因为开 van 嘛，几个家人在一起，就是把他们通通drop， 然后他要去比较远的地方停车啊。那船就要开了，就说你们先上船玩啊，不用等他了，因为船就要走了。”
So the brother decided that because they were in a van, to drop off all the other passengers, and these passengers, the ship captain told them to just get on the boat because it's leaving. And then this brother was going to park the car somewhere else.
大家都上船了。
So everyone got on the boat.
船也要开了。
The boat was leaving.
结果他就走到这个码头来了，这个弟兄停好车，走到码头来了。
So this brother came to the harbor.
我见到他这个太太带两个孩子呢，没有上船呢。
And saw that his wife with his two children did not get on the boat.
问他说：“你为什么不上船呢？”
And he asked, "Why didn't you get on?"
这太太说呢，要玩，大家一起玩呢。
And the wife said that if we want to go play, we should all play together.
那个先生那时候实在是很感动啊。
And the brother at that time was very touched.
要玩，大家一起玩。
If we want to play, we'll play together.
真的有时候这种一点点这种心灵上的一种感动哦，那是一辈子的那种思想跟纪念。
And sometimes little things like this will remember for the rest of our life.
所以我们夫妻啊，我们真的要常常去思考对方的需要跟感觉。
So between spouses, we need to think about our spouse's feeling.
这样子我们就能够把这个婚姻啊，能够白头偕老了。
So this marriage can last until we're old.
但是用教导我们呢，第三对婚姻的危机呢，是用无尽的爱来解决。
And the third type of marriage crisis was resolved by unceasing love.
我们来看一下创世纪二十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis 29.
创世纪二十九章。
Genesis chapter
29. 三十节到三十五节。
Verses 30 to 35.
三十节到三十五节。
Genesis chapter 29, verses 30 to 35.
三十节到三十五节。
30-35.
雅各也与拉结同房，并且爱拉结甚是爱利亚，于是又服侍拉班七年。三十一节。
31.
神见利亚失宠，英文作被恨。神见利亚被恨，就使他生育，拉结却不能生育。32节，利亚怀孕生子，就给他起名叫流便。流便就是有儿子的意思。因而说，神看见我的苦情，如今我的丈夫必爱我。33节，他又怀孕生子，就说，神因为听见我失宠，所以又赐给我这个儿子，于是给他起名叫西面。西面就是听见的意思。34节，又怀孕给他起名叫利未，就是联合的意思，说我给丈夫生了三个儿子，他必与我联合。35节，他又怀孕生子，说这回我要赞美神，因此给他起名叫犹大，就是赞美的意思，这才停止的生育。这个在谈到利亚跟拉结的婚姻呢、啊。啊，对不起，利亚跟雅各的婚姻呢、啊、
？This talks about the marriage between Jacob and Leah.
如果你站在利亚的立场来想哦，其实利亚是被骗婚的。
And if you are Leah, you would think that your marriage was married by fraud.
哎，人家根本就不是要娶我嘛，我爸爸就是拼，就是把我送去嫁给他。
It's obvious that Jacob did not want to marry me, but my father put me there.
那个可能哦，想说，哎呀，反正嫁了哦，可能嫁了之后，先生就会喜欢我吧。
And maybe you think that after you're married, maybe the husband will love me.
想不到圣经上讲啊，那个雅各不但是不爱利亚，圣经上讲说他失宠叫被恨呐、啊，反而这个利亚是被先生恨的。
And the Bible tells us that not only did Jacob not love Leah, but Jacob actually hated Leah.
真的，我们说你爸。男怕入错行啊，女怕嫁错郎啊。男生最怕的就是这个中国人的古代说了，走错了行业。女生最怕的就是哦，嫁错了先生啊。
And there's an old Chinese saying that what men fear the most is to go into the wrong career, but what women fear the most is to marry the wrong husband.
利亚实在是很可怜的。
So Leah was very pitiful.
被恨。
Was hated.
那为什么呢
？Why?
利亚是什么意思
？What does Leah mean?
利亚就是哦。眼睛无神，厌倦的意思，厌倦 tired.
The meaning of Leah is weary or tired.
我在想说，这个哪有人这个取女儿的名字取成这个，取成厌倦的，作神呢，作神呢哈，厌倦的哈，这个可能这个利亚一生下来这个眼睛啊，大概眯眯眼呐、啊，大概了，我猜的了。
And sometimes I wonder why someone would name their own children as tired or weary. I think maybe because when she was born, her eyes were really small.
眯眯眼，眼睛张不开哦，看起来就很疲倦的样子。
And because you cannot open your eyes, it looks like you're tired.
有时候那个女生的漂亮呢，是展现在她的眼神呢。
And sometimes in the beauty of a woman is in their eyes.
所以她没有得到雅各的喜欢呢。
So Jacob did not love Leah.
甚至被恨。
And was actually hated.
但是你注意到她哦，她不放弃呢。
But we can see that she did not give up.
后来利亚生了一个儿子呢，他就说：“我有儿子了。”这本来是一种夸耀的意思了，我有儿子了。
And after she had a son, she was very proud.
再来呢，生出一个儿子，他说：“神听见了。
”And the
神看啊，神看见了。
After she had the second child,
对不起，我看一下。神看见了啊，神看见我的苦情，我的丈夫必爱我啊。
She thought that surely God has seen my affliction. Now my husband will love me.
所以给他起名叫听见了，西面就是听见的意思啊。
So she named him Simeon, which means that God has heard me.
怀孕生子给他起名叫联合，就是利未啊。第三十四节。
And then he had another son and called him Levi, which means to be connected.
你看那个利亚哦，一直抓住神不放啊，一直抓住神不放。
They did not let go of God.
神看见。
God saw.
神听见。
God heard.
神一定要让我跟我先生来联合。
God will have me be connected to my husband.
我在想、哦、如果利亚生长在这个人间、哦、不晓得离婚过几次了，变恨的嘛。
I don't know if Leah was in these times, how many times she'll be divorced.
可是你看她紧紧抓住神，就是不放弃她的婚姻呢。
But we can see that she grabs on to God and did not give up.
我以前读雅各的故事，我觉得雅各这个人了不起，一辈子只有啊，我的心里只有你，没有他。他一辈子只爱一个女人。
And in the past, when I read the story of Jacob, I thought that it was Jacob was really great because she can only love one woman.
但是我看到利亚，利亚更不了不起，她知道自己是被恨的，自己是不被爱的，但是她抓住神，紧紧不放弃她的婚姻呢。
But I think Leah was even greater than Jacob because she, knowing that she was despised, did not let go.
爱那恨你的人，这是谁的精神？
To love the person that hated you, this is the spirit of God.
这是神的精神啊。
This is the spirit of God.
所以他第四个儿子，他把他起名叫赞美。
That's why the second child, she named him to praise.
我读到这里，我就有一个图画在我脑筋里面了。
So when I read this, I have this picture in my mind.
一个眯眯眼的小姐。
A lady with a very small eyes.
突然之间，她可以赞美了，嘴巴、嘴角往上翘了。
And because she was able to praise, she has a smile.
你知道吗？最美丽的女人是一个有笑容的女人呢。
Do you know that the most beautiful woman is a woman who can smile?
你长得再漂亮哦，一天到晚像一座冰山哦，大概也不怎么好看。
Even though you can look really beautiful, but if you're like a block of ice, you won't look all that good.
真的，我们台湾话说“人爱食盐”呐，吼，食盐什么意思呢？吃盐。那个人的漂亮的时候不是外表啦，漂亮不是吸引你的眼睛，而是吸引你的心呐、啊，那才是真正的漂亮啊。
And but real beauty is not the beauty that can please your eyes, but that
touch your heart.
The beauty that can touch your heart.
所以你看到一个女生呢，她能够抓着神不放，就可以赞美，她的嘴角往上翘，那时候是她一生一辈子最美丽的时候啊。
So you can see she was able to grasp onto God and praise God.This is the most beautiful time for her.
这个就是利亚的无尽的爱。
This is the unceasing love of Leah.
永远不放弃。
Did not let go.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天呢，我们要来学习这个利亚这样的爱。
So we need to learn from the love of Leah.
你知道吗？这个爱啊，最会感动神了。
Do you know that love can touch God?
我常在想到底雅各最后怎么回事。
And sometimes I think what became of Jacob.
雅各爱拉姐
，Jacob loved Rachel，
怎么样都是爱拉姐。
Unconditionally loved Rachel。
可是呢，神却偏偏的把拉姐早早的就让她过世了。
But God let Rachel die at an early age。
把她的先生归给利亚。
And gave Jacob to Leah。
后来利亚跟拉姐葬在一起，利亚跟雅各葬在同一个祖坟里面呢。
And later Leah was buried with
Buried in the ancestor's tomb in Hebron, 葬在希伯伦。希伯伦葬的那个坟墓里面呢，有亚伯拉罕、有以撒、有雅各，还有利亚在里面呢。
And she was buried with the ancestors of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
还有利亚也葬在那里啊。
And Leah was in there.
拉结没有葬在那里啊。
Rachel was not.
拉结葬在伯利恒的路旁。
Rachel was buried on the road.
所以你说那个无尽的爱哟、哦。会感动天呐、啊，会感动天呐、啊。
You can see that this unceasing love touch heaven.
啊，到最后那个人也会归你啊，最后人也是会归你的。
And at the end, the person will also belong to you.
所以，我们真的基督徒不要轻言放弃我们的婚姻呢。
So being Christians, we should not give up easily our marriage.
真的，我们不要轻言离婚哈、哦，不要轻易的说我要离婚。还没有离婚的姐妹，我们不要轻易离婚了哦。
We should not easily divorce.
啊、有个故事在讲说，神也啊。神也不要人离婚呐、啊。
And there's also a story, saying that God does not want people to divorce.
那说有一对犹太人夫妻啊，想要离婚呐、啊。
There was a Jewish couple that wanted to have a divorce.
结果他们什么都谈好了啊，准备离婚呐、啊。
And they made all the agreements, and they were about to be divorced.
什么都要一半一半呐、啊。
And they were split everything evenly.
连孩子都要一半一半呐、啊。
Even the children, they were split.
但是问题来了，这个孩子他们总共有七个孩子，怎么一半一半呢
？But the problem is that they have seven children. How can you split evenly?
每个人都要四个孩子哈、哦，四个孩子。
And both of them wanted four of the children.
后来一个朋友就跟他们建议啊。
So there's a friend that suggested to them.
哎呀，既然你们都这么爱孩子哦，干脆哦，明年再离婚呐、啊，先生一再生了之后再离婚，先生一个再离婚。明年再离婚呢、啊、
The friend suggested because you love your children so much, you should divorce next year after you have another kid.
他们就暂时一年没有离婚了、
啊。So they did not have this divorce for another year.
后来隔年呢，这个朋友问他们，你们离婚没有啊
？So the next year, this friend asked, are you divorced now?
还没有啊。
And they replied, saying no.
为什么？你不是怀孕了吗
So he asked, Why are you not divorced? Are you pregnant already?
我说，哎呀，就是不巧，我又生了双胞胎，现在有九个，大家都要五个。
He replies saying that unfortunately I had twins, now I have nine.
所以这个故事讲说神也不要人离婚了。
So the story tells us that God did not want them to divorce.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们啊。
So we ask Jesus Christ to help us.
婚姻真的不简单哦。
It is not easy to keep a marriage.
我们常常看到那个白头偕老的，我们真的很羡慕啊。
Sometimes we look up on those who are married until they're old.
但是我们抓住神。
But if we grab onto God,
神知道你很痛苦哦。
God knows that you are suffering.
神看得见，神也有耳朵，也有眼睛啊。
God can see and can hear.
只要你听他的话。
As long as you listen to His words,
他一定让你靠得住的。
He will be your reliance.
人家说，金诚所至，金石为开呀。只要你有那个真心诚意哦，连石头都会为你打开的。
There's a saying that if you have the true will, even the stones will be open for you.
我们也学习以上，要懂得经营我们的婚姻。
And we need to learn from Isaac that we need to manage our marriage.
要能够来得到我们配偶的心呢。
So that we can we can receive the heart of our spouse.
我们要求神保守我们。
And we have to ask God to keep us.
在这个弯曲悖逆的时代。
In this evil and diverse world.
我们能够维持我们的信仰。
That we can keep our faith.
给我们孩子最好的礼物就是我们有幸福的婚姻。
The best gift we can give to our children is to have a happy marriage.
没有一个父母亲不爱自己孩子的。
There is not one parent that does not love their own children.
你要给你孩子最好的。
You want to give your children the best.
让我们用神的话语来保守住我们的婚姻。
Let's use the word of God to keep our marriage.
唱首诗吧。
Sing hymn.